What are your calls to action? We're going to do this a lot in this presentation. Now, the slides will be online at the Java One site, so you don't have to write down all the URLs. But I'm going to task you with lots of calls to actions here, by community, by your interest, OK? And the first one is download the new Java EE5 SDK. It's ready. The bits that are on java.sun.com are final. They're production quality. You can develop and deploy on them. If you're interested in seeing how an app server is constructed, come and join the Glassfish community on java.net, okay, and participate in the community. And what better way, if you haven't participated before, or you haven't joined yet, but you're at Java One, to come to a party. Excuse me, Jonathan, that's a meet and greet. It's at the Argent Hotel. There is no beer. Well, I think there is beer and food. Come by. You can meet other members of the Glassfish community, and the EE experts will be there to meet and greet. And you can ask Jeet the remaining Monty Python questions, because he's the MC. Right. Now, another thing to do, and since everything is being built around Java EE in the middleware stack today, is get EE certified. And here's a URL where you can go get Sun certified and Sun training to become EE certified. That's going to come up quite a lot in the presentation today. So it's a good thing to do for your career. OK, now we're going to talk about some more ease of development. And we're going to talk about Sun Studio Creator, Java Studio Creator, and Ajax, and Java EE Blueprints and Ajax. And up on the stage, you already have Greg Murray and Craig McClanahan, who you should know as veteran EE developers and engineers. And they're going to show us some very interesting demo today. So Craig, why don't you tell us why Duke is holding a beer stein?
I'll be happy to. Good morning. I told my wife when I came down to Java One last night that I was here to learn about all this cool Java and Ajax technology, but I've heard it's so complicated that it gets in the way, because we all know that what we're really here for is the beer, right? So I'm going to use Java Studio Creator to build us an application using Google Maps, an Ajax-enabled component, but I'm going to show you how easy it is to use a tool to take advantage of these technologies, to have the components hide away all of that complexity, so I just get to use them. So we need to start by using a Google Web Service to look up the location where I'm going to start, and I need to add some code to handle that particular lookup. And you don't really want to watch me typing. So I'm going to drag a code clip built into the tool so that you can provide yourself the ability to reuse things. So we're going to get back from the web service a set of geographic points that match the address I'm going to type in. We're going to turn it into map markers that will create labels on the map. Next thing we need to do is go create the new page that we're going to store the map on. How about that? It's even going to name it right. And then we need to create a linkage, a navigation link named map between the two pages. So let's go to the page. And if you've ever used Google Maps yourself, you know it's got a lot of JavaScript that you have to play with. In our case, it's very simple. We just drag a component over, drop it on the page, and we see where the map's going to be. Well, to make it a little easier to see, let's make that bigger. And then let's go back and configure the properties of the map. So we want to say the address that I'm going to type in. I'm going to use a binding expression so I don't have to type these things. Pointing at the map center. I'm going to change our zoom level because I know that this map works really nicely at zoom level 3. I'm going to change where the map is centered on to also be map center. And then the last thing we did is I sent out my engineering manager and the managing director to find out what kind of database entries I should put in the pub locator. And they have assured me that the set of pubs that they put in my database are really good ones. And you can always get good beer, including Sierra Nevada. We have to do one more thing. Google Maps wants a key. If I click the right one, uses an authorization key, so I'll bind that too. And now we're ready to go deploy and go find us some beer. So does anybody know where we are? We happen to be at 747 Howard Street here in San Francisco. So I'm going to go out to Google Maps and pull back the map of this local area with some markers for some interesting places to go get some beer, like the 21st Amendment or Harrington's Bar and Grill. You might see a lot of Irish names in here. That's partly my fault because I have that heritage. And we've even mashed up the data so that I can go see the website for a particularly interesting place that a lot of us know the way to. But wait a minute. This guy is my boss's boss's boss. I can't be looking up pubs online on work time. Maybe I've got to have an escape hatch here. So you think this button will work? So this... So this takes us to the brand new Ajax portal on developers.sun.com, where I can learn all of the stuff that I need to know about Ajax, using components, getting tools like Java Studio Creator or NetBeans, and now I can go concentrate on the beer.
All right. Great, Craig. Now, you've shown us the easy way to do it. Now, let's talk about, you know, if we have a little more time, how to do blueprints with Ajax. And what do you got for us today, Greg?
Well, we've spent the last year looking at Ajax, and we've actually worked with the creator team to actually develop some of the same components.
The pet store is back?
Yes, it is the pet store, but it's new.
This parrot is deceased. It's dead, I tell you.
Well, we brought it back to life.
Does it now, talk yet?
We could make it talk with Ajax. I mean, you can do anything with Ajax.
Okay.
It's super. So what
you
we want to
do... See what I meant by pet detective, right? It comes back all the time.
Well, with the Blueprints team, with their help and also with the help of the creators team, we actually can show the Web 2.0 and Ajax programming model for the Java EE platform. So we spent a lot of time trying to get this right. We spent a lot of time trying to show how we can use JSF and all this dynamic things in the same application. Mm-hmm. We actually use Java persistence in the back end. We use mashups. We use some of the same components we saw there. So let's see exactly what's under the hood. So one of the things we did is we chose to use a commonly used JavaScript framework out there called Dojo. So you get little effects like this. So anyone that's seen this, it'll actually look better on your home machine. But this is what's called fisheye. We have an RSS reader at the top here. So it's actually pulling in data from the blogs. And if you can read that from the back, it's talking about this release, which was released last Friday. So when we go into the pet store, let's see if we can actually find something. This screen basically is very dynamic. This is not using a plugin. This is using Ajax techniques to basically make your user experience better. So what you can do is you can actually scroll through. You can look at your data. You can navigate to different fields. We've also integrated some JSF components. I don't know if you can see these mouse overs. These are the same components that we worked with the creator team, and we're using them in Pet Store. So we're showing component reuse. We're showing Web 2.0. We're showing Java EE. Works very well together. We have transitions. So there you have some actual reptile food. I don't know what we put that in there for. Guinea pig. But they are beautiful pictures. But we show patterns like master details. We show basically how you can scroll through a large data set where this is all driven by Java EE. If you want to learn more about this application in detail, we're going to look at the code and we're going to talk about it in TS 1615. That's on Wednesday. We're actually going to have a repeat session. It looks like around noon on Friday. So come see it. And we'll share with you how we built it. So one last thing, I wanted to show how we could actually search for something. So in this case, I'm going to look for, looks like we've already got it pre-populated, a glassfish.
A glassfish.
Yes.
And glassfish is under cuddle?
Glassfish is under cuddle.
So you're going to call the next release?
Cuddlefish?
Yeah.
We could. Actually, we do have a cuddlefish in here, but it's using the old pet store images, so it wouldn't look as pretty. So we're going to look at this. Actually, let me Google map it so I can find all the glassfish near me. Look, we actually have one nearby. So this is actually using the same component that Craig showed us. In this case, we've mashed it up with pet store data. Mm-hmm. So we've actually put in the address through the Yahoo geocoder and we've brought it in here. So we've also integrated this with the scroller, so now we can look in and there you have glassfish. And if you can read that from the back there, glassfish is free. Zero. Actually, we should rate it the highest. So there you go.
So, all right. Thank you very much.
Come to our talk, learn more. Thank you.
All right. Thank you both.
I did.
Leave the beer. Need to leave the beer.
It's still getting expensive.
So, you can kind of see what I was going with the Ace Ventura Pet Detective, because the pet store keeps going back. We keep having these names. An interesting thing is the NetBeans Mobility Gang actually name their releases after Czech beer, which is a little more something I can relate to in terms of release names. So, We have another contribution to make here, and this is a really big one, and things that people have been waiting for. We are actually donating and open sourcing Java Studio Creator, and it'll be coming out soon. We're donating it to NetBeans. Creator is already built on the NetBeans framework, and it'll be donated by Sun to the NetBeans community. I'd also like to remind you that we did several other donations you may have not seen in the last 3 months. The NetBeans Profiler, the Mobility Pack, and the Batiste GUI toolset were all donated to netbeans.org and are all open source. They're available there now on netbeans.org. Go and get them. Now, there's two places you can see a lot of cool toys at Java 1, and one of them is, of course, in James' keynote on Friday, but another one is the mobility stuff, and Alan Brenner has all the cool toys, and he has a general session around J2ME this afternoon, so you need to go there and see him, because he has all the cool stuff in terms of toys. So, next up, we have one more call to action. Now, you don't have to wait for us to open source Java Studio Creator. You can get Creator 2 today, go to this site that's on the URL. Every Java developer here should have a copy of Creator 2, especially when your boss comes in and gives you a new task and you need to get it done really fast, okay? If you'd like to watch Creator as it rolls into the NetBeans community, here's a URL to go watch as we open source this in the next 6 months out on netbeans.org. And here's a place to both participate in the Ajax community on java.sun.com and to get the EE blueprints. So what you saw today demonstrated is out there. Come and get it. We have a lot of community stars here, and we'd like to especially thank the Brazilians who have been actually very firm supporters of the NetBeans community and actually have pushed us forward, and we have a lot of stars to talk about today from Brazil. We'd also like to thank the entire community, because this community has grown by leaps and bounds. If you missed NetBeans Day yesterday, you didn't get to participate with close to 1,000 other engineers over at the Argent, and all the cool stuff talked about, we're showing you now at Java 1 at NetBeans Day. It was a really great event. We have over 300 committers. It's the best modular IDE around. It supports all three platforms, ME, SE, and EE. It has rocking mobility interfaces. It's a really great release. There's several of them out there. Now, a really exciting thing about NetBeans has been the growth in the partner community, partners joining NetBeans. And we have a whole bunch of, I love this graphic because there's so many. Over 100 partners in the last 9 months have joined the NetBeans community. And we'd like to thank them all for their support and recognize them all. So thank you very much. Really rocking and rolling. Now, your call to action should be fairly simple, right? Go get your NetBeans kit, join the NetBeans community. And again, if you'd like to meet the NetBeans engineers and the engineers in the community, there's an SDN party. That's the Sun Developer Network Party. It's at Jillian's on Wednesday. You can meet all the NetBeans engineers. So we have some characters on stage. We have Kirill Garek from Microsoft, and Nick Kasem from Sun, and Arun Gupta from Sun. And we're here today to talk about Project Tango, another name, right, which is Microsoft interoperability. All right, Nick.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it. What we'd like to show today is essentially work that we've been doing with Microsoft over the last several months. The key point here is that we're trying to show protocol level interoperability, and most of you engineers know how difficult it is to actually show protocol level stuff. The important thing here is that we are showing both managed and unmanaged environments. So you'll notice that we have both Windows Communication Foundation clients as well as Java clients interacting with a Sun-hosted, running on Glassfish, a retail quote service. And the retail quote service is, in fact, hosted in a Sun-managed environment.
Could that be a Web 2.0 client down there at the bottom?
It could
as well?
Absolutely be a Web 2.0 client. Okay. In fact, we have aspects of this demo running. It's a Web 2.0 client as well. We also have a wholesale quote service that's hosted in a Sun-managed environment. But guess what? We're trying to show business-level integration and service composition. So we also have, Jeff, a wholesale service hosted on a Microsoft environment. It's basically a Indigo service. So the important thing here is that I'll just walk you through the message flows, and then we'll quickly go over and look at the real thing, because there are a lot of skeptical engineers in the crowd. I know that for sure. So The interaction starts by a request going from a client to the retail service. What has to happen under the covers, Java programmers, you don't have to worry about this. The runtime of Tango takes care of this. It sets up essentially a secure, reliable messaging channel between the retail service mm-hmm. and the wholesale service. Mm-hmm. And it does also the same thing between the retail service and the Microsoft wholesale service.
Sort of like the international sign of the donut there on your slide.
Exactly. So those represent secure, reliable messaging channels. Once this has been established, there's also a chain of trust that's established between the .NET service and the Sun retail quote service. And this chain of trust is predicated on a priori trust relationship between the Sun STS, an identity manager, and the Microsoft STS. So once all of this work is done behind the scenes, the service request, the original request, is dispatched to the wholesale quote service and subsequently equally to the Microsoft service. The responses come back from the respective services. And once this is done, there's business logic running in the retail quote service. We're actually showcasing some technology that's released as part of Java E5 SDK. It has the Bipple engine. So the focus here is we're trying to show that we can actually program, quote, program at the business process level, the retail quote service provider. And so we'll give you a quick look at that. Once the business logic is applied to the responses, the actual final results are delivered to the client. So with that, again, I see a lot of skeptics out here. So let's go over and take a look at the actual environment within which this is actually running. And with that, Arun, why don't you share the actual environment in which we did the demo?
Thank you, Nick. With that, we will transition from slideware to code. Here, we show you the business logic of retail quote service, which is a business application, and a composite application invoking the two wholesale quote service. This is running. This is designed using the Bipple visual editing tools, which are available with NetBeans Enterprise 5.5 today. The Bipple engine is part of OpenESB that is again available today. The services themselves are hosted on Sun Java System Application Server.
Okay.
This particular NetBeans is also updated with a Visit plugin that allows you to visually configure the interoperable web services technologies. So when the services are exchanging messages, we have captured the messages dynamically. And as you will see in the subsequent presentation, you know, those messages are actually being depicted by graphical arrows so that it's easy to interpret the arrows. With that, Kiru will take over the presentation.
Okay, Kiru.
Thank you, Arun. Great Tango with you. Now, Jeff, let me show you how using Vista Web Services technologies, Windows Communication Foundation and Infocard, we can consume the retail code service running on Java. Here is a simple WCF client initiated using secure configuration. And then we do a simple web services call and get back a price and an image of a car. We're asking for a quote of a car. Once the WCF client initializes, it determines based on the Java service policy that the service requires authentication using and accepts tokens issued by Java Security Token Service. Security Token Service is an identity provider following WS Trust specification. In this case, Security Token Service is implemented using GlassFish technology and runs on Java platform. Mm-hmm. The user experience on Vista operating system for such federated identity scenario is InfoCard. In this case, when I choose a card, digital cards represent a federated identity. And click send, the InfoCard system will request a security token and pass it to Windows Communication Foundation. And we can see live visual representation of wire messages happening.
Mm-hmm.
Here you can see the request for security token coming over to Sun STS. Then we request application request coming from WCF client to Java Retail Service. And then we establish, following the process that Nick describes, secure reliable session with Java wholesale service, secure reliable session with .NET wholesale service running WCF, and in the end, send back response to the consumer with a quote. And we get the car and the price. Now, we just demonstrated interoperability between Vista and Java platform using WCF and InfoCart on Vista side and GlassFish used to implement identity provider and web service on Java side.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's really exciting. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, we know that you're going to want to get your hands on this because, of course, we're running on Microsoft code that's available today and Java EE 5 that's available today, and you can get that. There's another open source contribution happening on the EE site over on java.net. You can get your hands on this code. Of course, they had to change the name from Project Tango to something different, and I can't believe they called it Web Services Interoperability Technology, and it's called WSIT. So if you hear that today at the conference, you now know what it means. And I can't believe I said WSIT on stage at Java 1, that's for sure. So it's over on .NET. Go and get it today. Now, your calls to action. Here's where the kit is. Yes, it's going to be in NetBeans. Most of this is in tooling for the Java side. So get it on netbeans.org. Join the community. And if you would like to test drive the software that you saw demonstrated today, this is the URL where you can get it. Okay?